Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary, where I am Brenda Terrell, and I'm here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I say welcome to the Master's Call. We're tagging today, Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness Wednesday, according to 96 number of Psalms, verse 9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, holy, holy, gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, this time, this opportunity where we have the opportunity to come before you and worship you, to bow down before you and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up, Lord, in our right minds. We thank you, Father, for giving us the breath of life. We thank you, O God, for giving us an opportunity to see the beauty of holiness even on this earth. So, Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you bless, continue to bless our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Patton. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We glorify you, Father, for every caller on this line, and we ask that you just open their hearts and their minds to receive what you have for each of us this morning, O God. We ask a special blessing upon the speaker, Lord God, as you use this wonderful vessel, Lord God, that you keep all of us in the place, Father, that we will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning through your anointed vessel. We thank you in advance that all hindrances are removed, that nothing will interfere with what you have for us this day, and we'll be careful to receive, and not only receive, but adhere to your word, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me, Brenda?
Yes, I can, Minister Bonita. Love you and appreciate you. God bless you. Take it away.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you for that awesome message that you're going to leave us this morning with. Where we at? Psalms, what did we do? Psalms 96 and 9. So this is the Message Bible, 96 and 9. Because we just love the Message Bible too. I've been just reading. Okay. Bring gifts and celebrate. Bow before the beauty of God. Amen. Then to your knees, everyone worship. Everyone worship. Praise God. Thank you so much. And we want to thank Minister Brenda for greeting us this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. I am Bonita, and I am in New Jersey, and I am welcoming you to the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary on this Wednesday, the 22nd of August. Amen. But on October 2010, co-founders Dr. P.K. She's not Dr. P.K. Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon founded this call. So we are swiftly approaching another anniversary, and we want to make sure you come and celebrate us because we stand on Psalms 88 and 13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, which you are doing right now by joining us on this telecommunications sanctuary. The website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, it's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will find all the previous messages. You can go back and feed yourself at any time. There's a buffet there because our theme for this year is Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Amen. We want to welcome anyone that wants to join our group, not just by listening, but by also participating. If you have something that you want to share, if you'd like to greet, just as Minister Brenda did, if you'd like to host, as I am doing, you want to share a word with us, we would definitely enjoy your company. Please submit any information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa, or as our greeter, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you, and we will be delighted to have you join our team. Artists International was the company that brought us together. It was the thread, but we are now called Artist Life. It comes with a plethora, a lot of awesome products that have been doing some wonderful things and changing the quality of life of so many. I encourage you, if you've never heard of Artists International, please get back to the person that introduced you to this call, and they would be more than glad to share more information. Our call is held Monday through Friday, depending on your geographical location. For us, it's 8 a.m. For our speaker of the day, it's a bit earlier, but we are so delighted to hear what she's going to bring to us this morning. Okay. I'm going to make sure, I respect time here. Wednesday, after this call, we will have the morning motivational call. And on that, on today's call, you will have Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, and they'll be talking about toxic heavy metals, which I will get back to you after I introduce our speaker of the day, because I'm almost running out of time and I want to make sure I respect that and give her the appropriate time that she needs. So let me just give you the MMC call information. The number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN for that call directly after this one is 294617. Again, the number for the MMC call directly after our call is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617. There is also some information that I need to share with you, that if you are having a challenge with, let me just get it. We've got so many things, technology, I'm trying to catch on with, if you need a bridge number, I'll get back to you on that after we get the message. Let me introduce our songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who's going to come before us and give us a word. A brief background of this sister, who she's not a stranger to a lot of us, and if you've never had the opportunity to hear her, get ready, put your spiritual seatbelt on, take a seat in the virtual pew, and open your ears, pull out your Bible, basic instructions before leaving this earth, and this woman's going to knock your socks off. Here she is, Miss Tiffany, out of Southern California. She is the middle child, and she's a graduate of California State University, Long Beach. She earned her BS degree in criminal justice. She is single, saved, satisfied with Jesus. She's the mother of one who we all love, Kaylon Williams. Tiffany is currently employed with the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She has served several years as a parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, a golfing organization. Tiffany loves to travel, encourages and supports others, especially her son. She's a basketball mom. She stands on Proverbs 22:6. I could go on and on and on, but you will find her bio on that website that I told you about earlier. But I don't want to take away from her time, because she is going to blow our socks off. This is our songbird. This is our love. This is our sister. I love her to life. And I'm just so excited to hear what she's going to have to say this morning. So, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, the platform is yours.
Minister Bonita, are you able to hear me?
Clearly. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for hosting the call this morning in excellence. Thank you so much to Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, our prayer general, for greeting and seating us this morning and also opening up this call in prayer and then giving us our tag for this day, Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness Wednesday. To God be the glory. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon because, as I always say, if it was not for their obedience to what the Lord had given them to start this The Master's Call back on October the 25th of 2010, we would not have this platform to dial in each and every Monday through Friday. And so I thank God for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK because they are definitely a vital part of my growth, my maturity, and my life. And I love them from the depths of my heart. And to each of you who are on this line, I love you too. I mean, today, the Lord just woke me up with a spirit of worship. Oh my gosh. You know, sometimes I think through our busyness and everything that we do, that we really just need to just take a moment just to praise God, to worship him. And no, you don't, your voice, you know, some people say, well, my voice don't sound like yours. It's not supposed to. Don't forget that we are all uniquely made. We are all our own masterpiece. We don't have to sound like anybody else, don't have to look like nobody else, don't have to try to be like anybody else, because we are our own masterpiece. So whatever your voice sounds like, God is waiting for you to open it up and to give him some glory and give him some praise. And this just happens to be Wednesday, and we are going to worship the Lord today. Whatever you do, just take a moment, take a praise break, and just give God some praise. So we just want to just say thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. God, we worship you. We praise you. We magnify you. And I ask right now, God, that Tiffany Lauderdale will decrease as you increase in me, that this word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, and mightily in the name of Jesus. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. So there are a few things that I wanted to come to you this morning and discuss. If you guys have been following me on social media, you know that this is day 10 of our The Lord is My Shepherd Challenge. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, 10 days ago we started saying, meditating, reciting, whatever you want to say out loud, the 23rd Psalms. And the Lord just said for 21 days, I want you three times a day, morning, noon, and night. He was specific, morning, noon, and night, to say the psalm that David gave us, which is so powerful. So we've been reciting that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, and they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup it runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me what all the days of my life, and I will do what? I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. And see, God, the God that we serve, I mean, I thank David for writing that, because that scripture, Psalms 23, has so much power in itself. And the title of this message today is Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God. There is so many things that are going on in this world right now, and just in the midst of what we are going through each and every single day, there's some stuff that is going on, but there comes a time when you gotta lay all that stuff down and put it aside and cast your cares upon God and get into your secret place, get into your prayer closet, get into your car, during work time. Take a break, walk outside, but get into that place where it's you, it's about you and God. And so I'm this morning, let me just sing a little bit of this song, because it rested on me on yesterday, and I woke up with it this morning, and I'm saying, oh my gosh, what is going on? And the Lord just says, my children have a lot of things going on within them today. They have so many things that they're worried about. They have so many things that they're stressed about. They have so many things that they are trying to maneuver on their own. But Tiffany, let them know this morning that all they have to do is let go and let me take care of it. Like, sit back, get in your lane, let God be the pilot, let him take you to where he's taking you to, let him handle the situation that you keep on messing up, let him deal with the people who you think that you need to deal with. I don't know who that was for, but sometimes you just got to be still and be quiet and let God be God. And I'm going to tell you that he could work it out so much better than we can. Hallelujah. Here we go. Thank you, Jesus. Let go and let God. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. I'll stop looking at bad things. I let go and I let God. I let God have his way. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Let God have his way. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be throwing in some songs of praise and worship and what the Lord says during the course of this message. But I want to let you know, don't worry about it. Let God handle it. When you move out of God's way, then God can do what he says that he's going to do. In Proverbs 6:3, he says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So that's what I'm saying. Move yourself out the way and commit yourself to what the Lord says for you to do. And he has it all orchestrated and worked out for you. In Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord will fight for you and you will only be silent. So again, as I said, be still and wait on God. Be still and be silent and watch God fight the battle for you, because as Yolanda Adams says and as scripture says, the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. So why are we fighting with people? And it's not even the people, it's the powers and principalities in higher places that we fight with. It's not that person. You're supposed to love that person. So maybe instead of you being angry at the person, maybe if we show some love, then we can see what the Lord is really trying to do. See, pass the test on this Wednesday. Pass the test on this worship Wednesday. Pass the test on this awareness Wednesday. Pass the test on this wellness Wednesday. Watch and see how God will orchestrate it. Be nice. Be kind. You be the bigger person. Don't allow them to bring you down to where they are, but you be the bigger one. Stand up, and I say, shine brightly. Let your light illuminate. See, because when you walk in and you're the light and you illuminate brightly, and when you're in a place of darkness, they're like, well, what is going on with her? No, don't worry about what's going on with me. You just stay in your lane and be the light and watch what God will do for you. First Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, there are people that will come in your life and you would think, oh my gosh, this person has my back, until the floor falls underneath you and you're looking for them like, what happened to them? Wait a minute. They was here. They was my ride and die. They was here with me through the thick and thin. But then when that floor falls from underneath you, it just goes away. There was a ride at a Magic Mountain, I think. Magic Mountain had this ride, I think it's called the Spin House. And so what it would do is when you got in there, you would walk in on a floor, but when the ride started, it would be these walls, and the walls will hold you on the wall like a magnet as it's spinning around, but all of a sudden the floor starts to drop. The floor, you see the floor going down and you're just hanging here on the wall. And of course, everybody is screaming. Well, there's times in our life where we see that we're stuck in a situation and then everything, the bottom seems to drop out. But then when we look around, there's nobody there but you and Jesus. So all you have to do is just trust God in those moments. Don't get mad at that person. Still love them. Love them. Love them from a distance. But just know that you have God. God says that he would never leave you, that he will never forsake you. But every single thing that we endure is part of our process. It's part of our journey. It's what we deal with in our lane. And so some things we are not exempt from. Some things are going to happen because, see, many of us have been asking God to take us to higher and higher places, to take us to new levels, to take us to new dimensions, to take us to new businesses, to take us to new jobs, to take us to new opportunities. Well, he got to check to see if you're ready. He got to check us to see if we're ready. And a lot of times we can't handle the pressure of the test. But I'm telling you today, let go and let God handle it. Oh, Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. Hallelujah. He delivers them from all their troubles. Okay, that did not come from Tiffany Lauderdale. That came out of the Word of God. So as I'm saying, rest in God. He says, the righteous cry out. So yeah, it's okay for you to say, Lord, I need you right now. I need you to take care of this situation. Lord, I cast this situation upon you. But now when you cast it upon him, when you take it to the altar and you put it down there, don't go back up and pick it up later. Leave it there and let God work it out. And it says he delivers them from all, not some, not a few, all of their troubles. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Hallelujah. And no, your reward doesn't come from people. Every day, people seem to be more and more unappreciative of just the little things that you do. Stop looking to people for gratification and appreciation. Look to Jesus, because that is where your reward is going to come from. And then when you go through the day, I'm not going to read the scripture right now because of time, but look at Matthew 6:25-34, and that simply tells you don't worry. Like, you don't have anything to worry about. The birds, they fly through the air. They're not worried about nothing. Why? And then in Psalms 23, it tells us that, you know, that whole scripture talks about our relationship with God, that God is our supplier, that we can find rest in him, that there's refreshment in him, there's healing, there's guidance, there's purpose, there's testing, there's protection, there's faithfulness, there's discipline, there's hope, there's consecration, there's abundance, there's a blessing, and there's security and eternity. All of that is summed up in Psalms 23. To God be the glory for his word. There's a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for God is here.
There is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary, God is here.
Back over to you, Minister Bonita.
Man, amen. Praise God. I'm just taken back. Worship. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for that word. When they go low, we have to go high. We're going to celebrate that word, let go and let God. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Just some backup information. If you're having whatever your carrier is, if you're having some charging or some issues with it, please, that bridge number for this call is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707 is the bridge number. We want to also continue to keep several of our members in prayer, and we're going to go before our Lord before we tie up this call with our prayer request. Father God, you know what is on each and every heart this morning. You know all of your children. You know every hair on the head. You know our moves before we're going to move. But we have a few names we want to put before you, Father. We have Brenda Malone, Father. We always want to just keep our members in prayer as you carry her through this time and that she's going to be leaning on you. We want to also just celebrate the life of some that have gone home to be with you, Father, that are now sitting on your right side and they have no more worries and they are in no more pain. We want to talk about Alvin Coleman and Mother Georgia and Mae Tompkins and Taquana Green, Father, where they have now been called home to you and they celebrate with you, Father, and we celebrate their life, that you just allow them to be in our presence. And they, again, Father, they are in no more pain. We have the a celebration of life of a birthday for Mrs. Christopher, and we have some of our members that are traveling that we ask be covered. If you have any prayer requests, please pass them on to us because our Father, our God, he's got our best interest at heart. I also want to thank again our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who continually help us grow. Artists International, again, is the company that brought us, and we have a huge conference that is coming up October 7th in Cincinnati. If you have not made reservations, please do so because that'll be a busy, busy weekend in that town. We've got a lot of activities going on, so we want to make sure that you get a room there for this awesome conference that is coming up. I'm sure you're going to want to hear that word again that our minister songbird, Tiffany Lauderdale, just gave us. The playback number for just today is 712-432-1085, and it's the same PIN, 957-677-pound. After this call is the morning motivational call, and it's 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617. Again, I want to thank our Mississippi Queen, Brenda Terrell, for greeting us and seating us, and she came out of Psalm 96 and 96 and 9. Again, she discussed worship, and that's exactly what our songbird preached about. We appreciate you taking the time out this morning and sharing the word, and I want to bring back our songbird for the benediction.
Amen, Minister Bonita. Thank you so much for serving us today. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And God, as we go through this day, we will let go and let you have your way. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, the mighty, the marvelous, and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be the light, illuminate brightly, and we'll hear you on the Master's Call on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.